In Acts chapter 13, we read the first four verses there. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them, and they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And I know that many of you, maybe all of you, are familiar with that was the first missionary team that ever went out. And we see that it was God the Holy Spirit who sent out those missionaries. It was God who worked in the hearts of those in the local assembly to recognize that there were certain men there that were doing God's work, and that God was wanting those particular individuals to be sent out to somewhere else to do the work of God. They were already busy. They were already involved in the work of God when God put it on their hearts and on the hearts of the leadership there in that local church that these individuals should go out. And we really read there that the Holy Spirit sent them forth. It says in the King James that the local church sent them. Literally, that's the local church set them free. The local church let them go. The local church said, "We are yielding to what God is doing in their lives, and we want to see them go to where God wants them to be." And I wonder, as I look at the young people here tonight particularly, but everyone, as I look at you tonight, I wonder if it could be that God is desiring to use you, for sure in Spanish Wales, but as you're allowing him to use you in Spanish Wales, maybe God would have someone in this group tonight to one day go to the uttermost parts of the earth, the extreme limits of the earth. I want to share with you a little bit tonight. Many of you know our son Josh. He spent some time here and was very blessed. And we feel like that the time he spent here had an impact on his life and had something to do with where he is now, which is in China. And that's what we'd like to look at this evening. Got a few pictures. Kim and myself and my parents were able to go visit Josh in China last March. And we thought that maybe it would be encouraging to some of the young people to see what God is doing there in one of the most extreme points on the face of the earth from Spanish Wells, Bahamas, and that's the country of China. We see here, welcome. Well, that means welcome unless you're a missionary. In other words, you're not allowed to come into China to be a missionary. You're not welcome if you want to come in and bring the good news of Jesus Christ, but yet there are people who desire to go there. Some as tourists, like us. You can't see us too well there. But we were tourists when we went. They welcomed tourists in. We were able to get on an airplane, fly across the Atlantic Ocean, and find our way to China. And that was a real blessing there to be reunited with our son, Josh, whom the Lord has been working in his heart and in his life to take him to China and to keep him there. And you have been much of an encouragement to him. I want to thank you for that on his behalf. He appreciates your support and your prayers and the encouragement that you've been to him. Thought it might be interesting just to think a little bit about life in China. China is a combination of very modern and very old, living side by side often in the shadow of the skyscrapers. We see things that remind us of many years ago in the life of China. Busy streets, packed, a lot of people. In fact, there are over 1 billion people that live in China. Over 4 million of those people live in the city where Josh is ministering right now, sharing the gospel. And about 16,000 are on the University campus where God has called him. You have some great food in Spanish Wells. This would be nothing to you. But a few pictures of a little bit of food here, if you can see it. Now, you might not have this in Spanish Wells, and that's ducks hanging outside of the restaurant trying to lure you in to eat one of them. Or maybe if that doesn't bring in, maybe a good old cow tail will do it, right? You couldn't resist that if you were walking down the street. But then you could always go to McDonald's. So even there in China where he is, you can find Ronald McDonald. But a lot of the food is prepared right on the street. And Josh, we found, eats a number of his meals walking down the street. And a lot of people there are selling things, including pineapple on a stick, which you might could get that going around here, too. Pretty popular. As well as some restaurants there. Again, the life of China. A lot of transportation, a lot of people moving around. But as I look at these pictures of people moving from place to place in a variety of modes of transportation, what really comes to my mind is, you know, I wonder where these people are headed. Not so much physically where they are headed or geographically, but what about spiritually? Where are these people going? They need to hear. We sang tonight, everybody ought to know. And that includes the people all around the world, not only in Spanish Wells and not only in Greensboro where we come from, but all around the world we need to have it on our hearts that people, wherever they live, whatever their housing situation might be, whether it's nice or whether it's not so nice, they need to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, whether they live in the city or whether they live in a rural area. Some of these places are right outside the city where Josh lives and ministers. It doesn't take long to get there, and you're in a very rural environment. Just look at some of the faces. Some of the faces of China. Again, there's very young children. A lot of opportunities to share the gospel with the children there. Again, having to do it secretly because of the government. But they need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. You have a wonderful ministry here to the children. Such a blessing for the children here to grow up in Spanish Wells and to know the gospel. And yet many of these boys and girls have never even heard of Jesus. Of course, the young people. Again, a great opportunity for the youth here to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Young people, maybe God would put it on your heart to pray more diligently for some of the young people around the world, maybe even in China. They go through a lot of the same things you do. And then, of course, there are the adults. Many of them have grown up under communism and never known anything else. Many of them have false religions. We'll think about that in just a moment. But whatever age they are, they need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a nation of people who are very focused on the temporal. They're focused on being in good physical condition. They're focused on having a good time in life. Under the particular situation where they are. But what's most important is that they know the gospel, because there are the people there spiritually, just like the people here with outside of Christ, they're hopeless. And they don't really have any reason to live, and there's a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. And as we often think of the nation of China, outwardly they want to appear to the world to be very clean. They have the Olympics coming next year. They're trying to present a good outward picture, and that's what people do spiritually too. Outwardly they want to look clean, but what we know the Lord Jesus is concerned about is the heart. And thankfully, the young people there, the ones on the college campus where Josh is, are very interested. They're very open to listen to a non-Asian person. They're very interested in that. And we find that their hearts are very soft many times to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, many of them have never heard anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. They know something about the United States, but of course there are obstacles there. Again, the communist government, which was has been in control for many years now, they have their reasons for not wanting Jesus Christ proclaimed, and so they are in control. The only churches that are allowed are ones that they have control over. And Josh and the ministry that they're involved in has to be very secretive. They have to use code things when they're talking about the Lord Jesus to one another. And then they have to be very careful when they are going to share the gospel with someone. But the Lord protects, and we ask that you'd pray for that too. The Great Wall of China, many people have heard about that. And this Great Wall was put there to keep out invaders, but the Chinese government has sought to put a great wall around that country so that the gospel can't get in. And they're very careful about that. But thankfully, God is greater than they are, and He has those people coming in. Another barrier to the gospel is that the laborers are few, and when they're trying to do the labor, they get worn out, they get tired. Now, here's my dad, he's probably sleeping whether he was laboring or not, but you know, he was laboring there. But that's another thing. You know, there are a lot of, over a billion people and very few that are there to share the gospel with them. The old religions, Buddhism, is still there. Islam, as we find it in many places in the world, is also gaining a foothold in that area. This was an interesting picture on a bank. I don't know if you can make out that picture, but it's the sheep, and right in the middle in the bullseye there's a wolf in sheep's clothing. That was on the side of a bank. I'm not sure what they were advertising. I don't read Chinese. But it was interesting to me because it reminded me that, you know, as everywhere you go, there are the cults. There are the false teachers who are also coming in trying to get the hearts of the people. And then there's the language barrier, which obviously a very difficult language, but many of the students there learn English, and that provides an opportunity as well. We thank the Lord that He has put it in the heart of Josh, and these are some of the people on his team. And just for your prayer information, the girl in the red jacket there is his girlfriend, and you can pray for them and their relationship as well as their ministry together as a team. Josh has even learned how to play the guitar. He couldn't take his piano over there with him, so he's been able to do that and to minister with his team. They have to meet secretly on Sundays. They don't want to meet with a house church for fear of bringing too much attention with Americans meeting together with Chinese, and also they don't want to take a chance on disrupting the work that they're doing. But they do meet together on Sundays, and Josh is able to share, help with the music. National believers like this fella, who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, have to be very careful or in a lot of danger if it was found out that they were being involved in the work of the Lord outside of the government church, where, of course, the work of the Lord doesn't really happen very much. This is the campus where Josh is able to minister. He's a student. There is his visa is as a student. That's how he's in the country. As far as the government's concerned, he's there to learn the language, and that's the only reason. Of course, the Lord has given him the opportunity there on the campus to meet a lot of students. The students, again, they're very studious. They work hard. They want to learn English. They love to talk to people who speak English, and we found out that when we were there. And we thank the Lord that He has given Josh a real ability with the language, and pray for him as he continues to develop in that area, because that has opened up so many more people he can share the gospel with now rather than only the ones who speak English. Pray for this. This is another campus that they're seeking to reach out to, and it's possible that Josh and others will move into another province in the next year, where they can share the gospel on a campus where they don't know of any gospel being shared right now. This young girl is named Heidi. That's her English name. You can pray for her. We met her while we were there and were able to share the gospel and have been able to keep in touch with her through email, continuing to seek to share the gospel with her. Most of the gospel is shared through friendship evangelism, getting to know people, and then once you know that it's they're not working for the government or something, and you can really get an opportunity to share what the Lord Jesus is done in your life, and share the scripture with them. And Josh and his team have been blessed to do that, and we're thankful that spiritual life is blooming there. This young man in the middle was one that Josh was able to lead to the Lord and disciple, and God has moved him now to another city, but pray that God will use him there. The name Josh calls him Jackson. He gives English names, code names to these ones to protect them. Again, there are many people there. They have, I'm going to do these kind of quickly, but one way they share the gospel is they'll invite students to a party at their apartment, and they'll say, we're going to learn about an American holiday. We were there near Easter. So they brought the students over. These are college students, but you would have thought they were little kids in junior church. They were so excited about dying an egg. I mean, they didn't know anything about that. But they did that and gave them the opportunity to be involved in that way and learning about the American holiday. And then they began to share the gospel, the true meaning of Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And here's one of the students reading there out of a Chinese Bible, a young man that is still unsaved as far as we know. But then challenging him, who is on the throne of your life? Who are you trusting? You know, heaven is not a forbidden city, but there are people who are forbidden to go there. And, of course, it's the people who don't know Jesus Christ as Savior. But Josh and the others on his team are able to share, we can tell you the way in as a person. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. I just want to show you this picture to encourage the parents here, the grandparents. You might think, I don't want my child to ever leave Spanish Wales. And that's understandable. And we didn't ever want our children to leave us either. But when the Lord calls your child, you know, what a privilege to know that he or she is in the will of the Lord, whether it's in Spanish Wales or whether it's in China or wherever else it is, as God has called them to be. Just encourage you, as you think about the sunset, you can think whenever the sun's setting here, it's rising in China. They're 12 hours ahead of us. And when that happens, if you could pray for Josh, maybe you think about the sun rising, the sun setting. I know that he would appreciate your prayers. And we'll just let him tell you bye there. He'll wave to you as we finish up. So, but again, we just want to thank you for your love for him and your kindness to him. And I want to encourage the young people. If are you open? Is your heart open to God taking you anywhere in the world? Now, he's not going to do that if you're not doing anything, if you're not growing in him here. If you're not going to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus in Spanish Wales, you're not going to do it in China or Africa or Europe or South America or anywhere else. But if you grow in the Lord Jesus, and you allow him to work in your heart, and he will give you meaning in your life, whether it's here or somewhere else. And I challenge the teenagers to examine, what are you living for? Are you living for time? Are you living for eternity? Allow God to speak to your heart. Be in the Word every day. Spend time in prayer. Spend time with those who will encourage you spiritually. Find someone who's older than you and ask them to help you and to keep you accountable. And share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others through the things that you say as well as through the way that you live. I just want to challenge you with that. We're going to close in prayer, and I know we have some refreshments outside. I hope we have a good time of fellowship. Thank you for letting us share these things with you and for sharing your lives with us over the last 2 weeks. We'll pray. Dear Lord, we do thank you for the privilege of being together. Father, the freedoms that we have, we think about China and, Father, how those Christians have to meet in secret. They have to be so careful about what they say in public about your son. And Father, here we live in countries where we can say anything we want to about you to anybody. And Father, we pray that we will be wise to take advantage of those opportunities, to buy up every opportunity. Lord, I pray for the young people here tonight, the children and the teenagers, and Father, those young adults who are here. Father, I pray that if it be your will, you would raise up from among this group here tonight some that you would send around the world to give the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to others who may never have heard it before. You tell us how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Father, we pray that as you see fit, that you would reach down and set apart those who you would have to do your work in that way. But Father, help all of us to be faithful, to be missionaries right where we are, to share the gospel and to be an encouragement and fellow helpers of the truth. Father, we pray all these things, thanking you too for the refreshments that you provided for us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.